Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, June 24th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 133 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. And we are absolutely loaded. I already have an extremely heavy news desk, and then I've got one more stack here that I still need to go through and sort out. But the two big focuses today. It's debate week, and we have a pretty good idea of how this thing is going to go. So I'm going to tell you how the debate is going to be rigged with the previous evidence and everything leading into this. But what's amazing, and it's as we anticipated, Joe Biden is gone for the week. Joe Biden is out for the week doing quote unquote debate prep. So in other words, now they're saying, oh, he's going to have lawyers impersonating Donald Trump and pretending to be Donald Trump. But we're going to tell you what's really going on with Biden's quote unquote debate prep. Now, what's Trump doing for debate prep? Nothing. He's campaigning. He's dealing with legal issues, spending time with his family, living his normal life. So that's Trump's debate prep. But why is it significant, even with the real story of what Biden's debate prep is, why is it significant that Biden needs a week of debate prep and Trump doesn't really need to prep at all? So we're going to get into all of that. Now, the other big story, if there was a Democrat, and this has happened before with Barack Obama, but if there was a Democrat that got massive crowds consistently, no matter where he went in the country, huge rallies, huge energy, and then the opposition was getting barely any turnout at rallies, that would be a big story. There would be their lead every time. They'd use it as evidence that they're going to win. But of course, when the roles are reversed, then they don't want to talk about it. And then they send out all of their little propaganda stooges to tell you, oh no, Trump had a small rally. Biden has the big rallies. But we've brought the evidence, insurmountable amounts of evidence. Because if they would make it a big story, if they were getting big rallies, then we're going to make it a big story when Trump is getting big rallies and they're getting no rallies. And so you have the same rally in the Bronx for multiple Democrats versus Trump's rally in the Bronx. You have the same rally for Biden, same event, same venue, Philadelphia versus the Trump rally in Philadelphia. And we're going to go side by side and we're going to show you the evidence. And then you're going to see what the mainstream media and the Democrats are saying about it. And of course, to nobody's surprise, they're lying to your face. They're lying right to your face. Wow, I hadn't even seen this shot. That's a pretty good example right there. So that's a little taste, a little tease of what you can expect. Now, we've also got some major geopolitical news out of Israel, out of Ukraine. Continues to be wild, bonanza stories dealing with Atlanta and their justice system. I mean, just crazy what goes on in Atlanta with their justice system. From Fannie Willis to Wade to the judge that was having secret meetings in that one high profile case with that rapper to now you've got a judge, one of the top probate judges, maybe the top probate judge actually. And she's out nightclubbing and then gets into a fight with police officers. Okay. Some gun control news, some illegal immigrant news. What's new? And then in the third hour, Alex Rosen from Predator Poachers. Folks, I mean, he's had a lot of big nabs, a lot of high profile nabs. This may be his biggest high profile nab. And that was on the heels of him having a gun pulled on him in one of his more recent pedophile busts. So we're loaded. Don't go anywhere.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
You're going to get the full story right here. The full story right here. On the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Let's start here. If any Democrat, and let's say Joe Biden for this case, but if any Democrat was getting 10,000, 20,000 plus people at a rally, it would be their biggest story. They'd all be going crazy. They'd all be going bonkers. They'd be celebrating every night. They'd be telling you how it's going to be a landslide. And then if their opponent was having tiny crowds, tiny little crowds, then they would be hyping that up and saying, oh, it's over. Look, there's no support here. What an embarrassment. And you could imagine if the roles were reversed from what the reality is. Now, I would argue, And I don't see how there's a counter argument here, that rally size turnout is the greatest, purest measure of voter enthusiasm and even turnout. If you're willing to go to a local rally, you're willing to show up and vote. If you're not willing to go to a local rally, you're likely not willing to show up and vote. Now, there is the outlier that, well, sure, Joe Biden might not have voter enthusiasm, but the average person still falls for the propaganda and just will show up to vote because they want to vote. They're an American. They want to vote. And they just want to vote Democrat because they don't want to be a racist bigot. Or they just don't want to vote for Trump because they don't want to vote for a neo-Nazi white supremacist. So that's the only outlying argument that I could potentially see here. But when you're dealing with the numbers like we've been seeing since 2016... I'm sorry, it doesn't hold water to me. And look, there's a way to mitigate this. And we've done a lot. We've done a lot with our audience here at InfoWars over the years. We've been able to do a lot. And we've been able to move the needle a lot. We've been able to push the political culture a lot. We've changed the game. This is why even today they're printing stories about how they're going to shut us down and leaping for joy over it. So they can't beat us intellectually. They can't beat us in the ratings. So all they can do is censor us, silence us, shut us down. Okay, cool. What an honor. What an honor. We're so effective. We're the greatest of all time. So you have to take us down. Thank you. Wow. Really feathering my cap with that. But there's only so much we could do as a solo outlet to really force the issue on election day. And for those that were with us in 2016, you may recall we tried to push an issue to stop the steal and said all Trump supporters should show up and wear red on election day. Well, what you'd really have to do to implement that is you'd have to get every conservative talk show host across the entire spectrum to agree to push that and start pushing it this week and say it every day. If you're going to vote for Donald Trump, wear red and really force the issue. And then you could actually maybe pull something like that off. But that's just something that we could do to kind of have the optics of, wow, look at everybody wearing red. It's like you go to a Yankee game. Everybody's wearing a Yankee hat. It's like, oh, I must be at a Yankee game. It's like, oh, it's election day. Everyone's wearing red. Wow, everybody here is voting for Trump. But let's get back to the story at hand. Just like in this election, you have a track record. Joe Biden, 4 years versus Donald Trump, 4 years. The option is obvious. Well, now we have a perfect compare, contrast when it comes to rally turnout. Now, again, if the Democrats were having rallies the size of Donald Trump's, they would never stop talking about it. And if Trump was having rallies the size of Joe Biden, they would never stop talking about it. So I'm going to judo that, and we are going to talk about it. Because now we have the perfect compare and contrast. Where should we start? I guess let's start in Philadelphia. We got some wacko video clips to go along with it. But let's start in Philadelphia. And let's go ahead and look at the crowd size for Donald Trump. Let's start with the line outside. And we are just overwhelmed with videos. And so, crew, I'm just going to need some help with you guys on your heels. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and look at the crew that is outside the Trump rally. Many of them could not even get in. There it is. So this is an entire alleyway right by this arena. I believe it's the Temple Owls basketball arena where the Temple College basketball team plays. And the whole, I mean, folks, you can't even move. It's shoulder to shoulder. Now, that's outside. Many of these people couldn't even get in. And you have this propaganda effort from the same people, same propaganda agents of the Democrat Party. I hate even saying their names, but you can see for yourself. Harry Sisson, a known Democrat agent on social media. He takes the call from the Democrat Party. They tell him what to put out for propaganda. He gets down on his knees and sends out a tweet. He says, Trump couldn't fill the venue he was speaking at tonight in Philly. And so this is their claim. They're running with this, saying, oh, Trump couldn't fill the venue. Trump couldn't fill the venue. Okay, well, let me explain what actually happened. Let's tell you the truth about what actually happened. Trump did fill the venue. And guys, what that looks like, I don't know, where is that video from that you had on the screen there? Yeah. So, okay, that's a different rally. Yeah, okay, that was an old one. I was confused by that. So here's what happened in Philadelphia. Well, actually, you know what? That's important to even put that on the stage because they're even playing games with Trump at the venues. This is a rally from a couple years ago that he had in Pennsylvania where he fills the entire arena and the floor. Now, I'll explain why this is significant in a second. Yeah, so actually, this is good you guys put this up, but I was confused because I could tell that was a different arena. So here in this arena in Pennsylvania, he has the floor filled, the lower bowl filled, and the upper bowl filled. Okay, now there is no Democrat rally that could ever do that. So you have a compare and contrast. There's Biden in Pennsylvania with about 100 people in a high school gym. And then there's Donald Trump with 15,000 people at an arena in rural Pennsylvania. Okay, so why is it important for you to see this? So he goes to Philadelphia. Trump goes to Philadelphia. Same venue Biden had a rally in. We'll compare and contrast. And they say, look, Trump can't fill the arena. There's nobody in the upper bowl. So here's what happened. They claimed that it was a fire code. And I mean, you could go back and find if this is true or not. My guess is they played Trump. My guess is there's been a concert or some other event at that arena in Philadelphia that has had more than 10,500 people that they claimed was the fire capacity. I think an anti-Trump liberal tried to sully this rally for Donald Trump. He could have easily filled the entire arena. They shut the upper bowl down and they claimed fire capacity because he filled the entire floor. So that's why the upper bowl wasn't filled, because they shut it down. The venue shut down the upper bowl and stopped people from going in at a certain limit. I would almost guarantee you that there have been concerts at that same arena where it's, they have the lower bowl filled and the floor filled and they let people into the upper bowl, but they wouldn't let Donald Trump do it. They wouldn't let Donald Trump do it. Now that might be, maybe I'm being a total cynic here. Yes, that's my conspiracy theory. Point is, they claim Trump couldn't fill the upper bowl. The venue shut the upper bowl down and they wouldn't let anybody else in. And there were still 1,000 people outside the venue that couldn't even get in. So to say he couldn't fill the upper bowl is an outright lie, but that's what they're doing. But okay, you can see the videos. The crew has been putting the videos up of the Trump rally. They had over 10,000 people there. Biden could never. And I love that part too. Oh, Trump can't fill the upper bowl. Let's see Biden fill a lower bowl. Let's see Biden fill a floor. Oh my gosh, nobody went to the Trump rally. He couldn't fill the upper bowl. Imagine that. Biden can't fill a high school gym. What do you mean Trump? Oh my gosh, Trump can't fill the upper bowl. Biden can't fill the lower bowl. Biden can't fill a toilet bowl. And look at this. The crew is pulling up concerts from that venue. Let's come back to that, guys. We'll come back to that. I want to focus on this right now because even I'm getting distracted with all these moving parts. We'll come back to that, but they're probably going to prove my point. But okay, here's a side-by-side. Now you may recall, we covered the Biden rally and they had a whole festival. They had the drum lines, they had Kamala, they had Joe Biden, they ran huge ads, they had 76ers ads and 76ers dancers and everything else at the Biden rally. And they had to cut off they cut the arena in half. So there's your Biden rally in the exact same arena. They cut it in half. So not only did Biden not fill the upper bowl, he didn't fill the lower bowl, and they had to cut the arena in half. They put a curtain halfway down the arena. So Biden didn't fill the floor, he didn't fill the lower bowl, and of course didn't fill the upper bowl. Same venue, Biden versus Trump. And they run their propaganda saying Trump couldn't fill the upper bowl. And then you look at the Biden rally. He couldn't fill the floor. He couldn't fill the lower bowl. He couldn't even have the arena. They cut it in half to have the illusion of a full event. So they cut the arena in Trump so they have the illusion. They cut the arena in half to have the illusion that Biden has a full venue. And then they shut down the upper bowl at the Trump rally to have the illusion that Trump didn't have a full venue. We caught him. We caught him. Nice try, though. Nice try. There's more people waiting in line to take a piss at a Trump rally than there are at a Biden rally. Nice try, though, liars. Nice try, though, propaganda agents. Not gonna work here. Not gonna fly here. Then there's the Bronx. Now, look. They claimed that there were 25,000 people at that rally in the Bronx for Trump. Now, it's hard to get a measurement on that. The venue obviously couldn't hold that many people. People kind of ended up just roaming around, milling about. I'd say there were 20,000 people. But whatever, they say 25. It could be 10. It doesn't matter. The Democrats tried to emulate what Trump did in the Bronx. And they've been promoting it for weeks. Ocasio-Cortez and Jamal Bowman and Bernie Sanders were pushing it out on their social media. They were the speakers. They had all their leftist groups in New York pushing it out, promoting it. So they wanted to do what Trump did in the Bronx to show Donald Trump up. Really, really stick it to Donald Trump, who got at least 20,000 people at his rally in the Bronx. right in their backyard. Well, it didn't go so well. And they had maybe 1,000 people show up. Maybe 1,000 people. So, okay, let's go side by side on these now. So here is your Trump Bronx rally versus your Democrat Bronx rally. Trump crowd as far as the eye can see. Democrat rally, you see a whole lot of pavement, don't you? You see a whole lot of ground. In fact, I don't see a single inch of ground at the Trump rally. You can't even see the ground. But at the Democrat rally here, you see a whole lot of ground. Very small crowd. About 1,000 people showed up. So multiply that by 20 and you get a Trump rally. Now we'll dive further into this because this was a clown show. This was an absolute clown show, and it shows how desperate the Democrats are getting with what went down at their Bronx rally. Now, how much stake do you put in this? How much stake do you put in the fact that Donald Trump gets 10 times, maybe more, but just from what they let in the arena, let's say Trump gets 10 times the crowd in the exact same venue in Philadelphia as Biden. Philadelphia, that's supposedly blue. Trump gets 20 times the crowd in the Bronx versus Sanders, AOC, and Bowman. 20 times the crowd in the Bronx, which is apparently blue. Now, if the Democrats win 70% of Philadelphia and 70% of the Bronx, is it worthy to question that? Would we be crazy to be skeptical of that result after what we see in real time with boots on the ground? This is why it's important for Trump to continue to hammer these blue areas and hammer them and hammer them and hammer them and hammer them and get 20 times the turnout at every single venue. Now, whether people believe that translates to voter turnout or not, it doesn't matter. The optics matter. And you can tell that it's driving the Democrats crazy when they go to these lengths of propaganda to tell you Trump didn't fill the upper bowl. Biden can't fill the lower bowl. And wait till you see this. We'll go to it now. Folks, I'm telling you, this crowd, 1,000 people for Sanders, AOC, and Bowman. 1,000 people. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. This is in AOC's backyard. This is right next to Bowman's district. It's Bernie Sanders. I thought he was a big liberal draw. 1,000 people show up. Compared to Trump's 20, 25. But it gets worse. Do you want to see what desperation looks like, ladies and gentlemen? It's not just the Democrats lying about Trump's rally size or Biden's rally size or putting out the propaganda to deceive you. This is whacked out. So I don't know if this is AOC trying to, compensate for the fact that nobody showed up to her rally. I don't know if this is AOC trying to mimic what conservatives might do at like a TPUSA event or something that gets bigger turnout than this. I don't know. Republicans, Trump rallies don't go on the stage jumping and hopping around like they just snorted a line of meth off of Hunter Biden's laptop. But that's what you get at the AOC rally. So here's AOC entering to a Cardi B song, literally hopping around on the stage like she just hit a line of Fent in clip 15.
You ready?
take the country back. She said, take the country back. Who runs the country? Who's running the country? What do you mean take it back? Take it back from who? Biden? Telling you folks, this was whacked. This was deranged stuff. So I don't know what the storyline here is. Is she compensating for the small crowd? Is she getting hopped up on uppers? Is she trying to mimic what she sees at big conservative events? Is this some like new persona? I don't know. I just know that is wacko. This woman has completely lost it. So it gets worse. And look, this is a historical archive. This is a political rally. So I did not tell the crew to censor this. So if they did, they did it on their own behalf. That's fine. I did not tell them to censor this. This is a political archive. This is a historical archive. This is Representative Jamal Bowman in his speech at that tiny rally. So, you know, muff it if you're a kid and pardon his French, but here he is, clip 17.
We're gonna show them who the fuck we are!
With his sleeve rolled up. Walking around like he's a rapper on stage. Now hopping around. Now literally hopping around.
We're gonna show them who the fuck we are!
This is a representative.
Bowman! Bowman!
Chanting his own name. Pullman? Wait, are they saying Pullman? Like pulling the fire?
Listen! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
Now he's banging a stool around. Got a stool he's waving around, slamming it down.
We are not going to stand silent while U.S. tax dollars kills babies.
Well, I agree with that. I'll give him that. That's true. Here they are acting crazy together, guys. Just give me clips 20 and 16 back to back. Listen to the music they're playing. You hearing this? My what?
Hold on, why are you turning it off? Keep that going.
Now he's rapping. Now he's literally a hip-hop artist. Dropping in bombs.
What's up, everybody? We are just a few days out till the election day, our primary election on Tuesday, June 25th.
That's enough of that. That's enough of that. We actually do have more, but. So I'm going to explain why AOC and Bowman are so desperate right now. And it's really too bad that they're acting in such a deranged manner. But what is really behind it? I'm serious. Maybe it's probably all three. It's desperation that they're losing popularity. It's compensating for their small crowds. And in a way, they're probably trying to mimic these high energy, big turnout conservative events. Because they don't know what else to do. They have no energy. They have no enthusiasm. Nobody shows up to their events. So they're like trying to mimic maybe something they see at conservative events is the only way I can try to explain this very deranged behavior.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
AOC was claiming it was an act of God that it was going to be raining at the Trump rally in the Bronx, and then it was a beautiful day, perfect weather. Well, here's a little scene from Bowman's rally. Yeah, go ahead.
Will be the difference between us winning and losing the campaign. I need you to understand that very clearly. No one ever gives either wall love and attention. And that's why we are doing it, not just for the campaign, okay, but beyond the campaign.
That's good.
And so,
now, let me explain what's happening here. Jamal Bowman politically is aligned with the far left, the Goon Squad. And he's very vocal about being anti-Israel. And this was a rally in the storm in front of maybe 20 people. Hey, I give him credit. He went to the event. He did it. And so what's happened is the Democrats are putting a ton of money and AIPAC is putting a ton of money behind his opponent, who is a big Clinton ally. So you've got big Clinton money, big Democrat money, big AIPAC money behind his opponent. and he could be in big trouble. The fire alarm pulling Jamal Bowman. And so AOC is trying to use as much political capital as she can to keep him in there because he aligns with the far left. And they probably don't want some Clintonite in there. It's owned by AIPAC. So she's trying to protect him, and he knows he's got a serious primary coming up. And so he's doing everything he can right now out of desperation, including posing as a hip hop rapper and hopping around at a rally event. So that's why this is going on. Now again, the antics and everything is, you know, figure that out. You can make your guesses as to why they're engaged in these antics. But that's what the desperation is all about. Now, by the way, though, quickly, I will give some props to Bowman. No, not just for calling out the Israeli slaughter. But the guy, this appears to be real, not like a Chris Cuomo fake weight. You know, Chris Cuomo is fake he's famous for faking weightlifting, where he'll have like a fake 100-pound dumbbell or like fake 45-pound plates and do these ridiculous exercises that even like the top bodybuilders can't do. Like the top weightlifters can't even do these exercises, and Chris Cuomo is like doing them while sipping tea. Clearly fake. But this looks real. Jamal Bowman with four plates hitting three reps of 405 pounds on the bench. So I'll give him props where it's due. So I guess this is another campaign technique. Showing off his form for three reps of 405. Even telling the spotter to back off. Okay. All right, Bowman. I see you. And I guess I see why it was so easy for you to pull that fire alarm. I mean, it was weightless. It was weightless for a guy like you. But that's what the desperation is for. And so what is he going to do next? What act of desperation is he going to do next? Yeah, there's the folks. Look. They put the Chris Cuomo video up. Look, that Bowman video is real. I would say that's real. Here's the Cuomo video with he's got a 100-pound dumbbell in one arm doing tricep lifts while sitting at his desk. Folks, top bodybuilders and top weightlifters responded to that video and said it's clearly fake. Chris Cuomo is not lifting 100 pounds with one arm. I mean, like serious, like jacked up muscle dudes. And they're like, yeah, I can't even do this. But whatever. I think Bowman's is legit. But I digress. I digress. I've gone a little long in this segment. And so what we're going to do when we come back for the next segment is really hone into how this debate is going to be rigged and what we're seeing leading up to the debate on Thursday. Now, it's no surprise that Trump is going into a 3-on-1 debate. It's no surprise that Biden is going to disappear for a week and take a week off to quote unquote prep. And we'll talk about what they claim he's doing as prep. But it's really incredible. And we've got all these clips too. Could you have a less fair team moderating this than Jake Tapper and Dana Bash? Probably not. Probably not. And, we'll show you the evidence coming up here in the next segment. I'll tell you what, we'll hit a couple of other videos leading into that. For example, RFK Jr., since he's not making it to the debate. By the way, there was a big protest. Well, I don't know how big it was. Maybe a couple hundred people protesting outside of CNN here in support of RFK Jr. not being on the debate stage. Well, they're protesting the fact that he wasn't on the debate stage. So that's even bigger than a Biden rally, though.
Don't be weak, RFK.
Let him speak.
CNN.
Don't be weak.
So, probably bigger than a Biden rally there in New York City for RFK, protesting outside of CNN. But RFK Jr. plans on hosting a live question and answer session while the debate is going on. He's going to do that, I guess, on TikTok is what they're claiming. I don't know if it's going to be exclusively there or somewhere else, but it will be on TikTok, a live question and answer session for RFK Jr. during the debate. So there you go. By the way, you know, I'm starting to kind of like his vice presidential pick, Nicole Shanahan, as well. Not only did she share one of my videos over the weekend promoting health, she's also a raw milk enthusiast. So how about that? So how about that? The anti-vaccine Kennedy Shanahan ticket, also very pro-organic foods, raw milk, and just in general, just pro-health. So you gotta like that. You gotta like that. I still think this takes away votes from Biden and not Trump. Look, if the Democrats thought that RFK Jr. would take votes away from Donald Trump, don't you think he'd be on the debate stage? Of course he would. So obviously the Democrats believe that he's a bigger threat to Biden and Biden voters than he is to Trump. Otherwise, he'd be on the debate stage. I think that's really all that needs to be said about that. All right. We're going to come back and show you how rigged and how they're going to rig this next debate. Infowarsstore.com. Now, look, I don't want to do like a going out of business sale. There was some news that got posted today and some legal developments. I'm not here to report on that. I'll let Alex Jones report on that when he feels fit to, when he wants to. But yes, this could be the last time to get products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know if and when, how many times we can even order more products. Again, I'm not here to tell you those stories. That's Alex's job here. I'm just telling you these great products, probably a limited time that you can still buy them. And so there's nothing like DNA Force Plus on the market. There's just nothing like it. People have tried to mimic it. It was too expensive, so they just shut it down. Ours is still the top rated, top selling supplement when it comes to telomere support. 40% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just part of the summer kickoff super sale. It is summer now, officially. And so it's the summer sale now. So 40% off top rated, top selling products like Nitric Boost, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, Ultra 12 Vitamin B12, Whole Body Support for Joints, Stiffness, Inflammation, Bod Ease. It's all 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Could be the last time to get these products.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
How the debate will be rigged. Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? To bring the receipts. Could you have a more biased co-moderator set? Probably not. Aside from, I mean, unless you like had a Democrat Party member moderating the debate, but you're like one step beneath that with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, and we'll show you why. But let's hit some of these headlines and then we'll get to the clips. Representative Ronnie Jackson. Oh, I love this Rolling Stones headline. Rolling Stone headline. Representative Jackson baselessly accuses Biden of using stimulants, vows to demand drug tests before debate. Baselessly, guys. Baseless. It's totally baseless to say Biden might be on stimulants. It's baseless. You have no basis for this. This is the left that makes all accusations baselessly. The inversionism from the American left, it never ceases to amaze. The congressman who served as Trump's White House physician without evidence said the president is using performance-enhancing drugs without evidence. Yeah, the guy that can't walk or talk and then gets up on a stage and his motor mouth and screaming all of a sudden like he's hosting an event for the Third Reich. Baselessly. Baselessly. Well, if it's so baseless, then Biden should have no problem submitting a drug test, a urine analysis. No problem, right? No problem at all. Or maybe they'll hit him with, what bond was it where they had the time release steroids in the horses? There's the one with, Christopher Walken. Maybe it'll be like that. Maybe they'll have a time released drug stimulant in Biden's arm or something, so he passes the test and then boop, and then afterwards they release the stimulant into his blood. Just take the test. It's baseless. So why not just encourage him to take the test? Prove us all wrong. Prove all these Trump supporters wrong. Just take the test, Joe. take the test. So Joe has disappeared. The president is MIA. Joe Biden's lawyer set to impersonate Trump and insult president in debate practice. So this is a week. He's going to have a week. Joe Biden and his tight-knit team have relocated to Camp David. They've moved the president to Camp David, his secluded country residence in Maryland, for intensive practice sessions ahead of the first of two 2024 debates that could be pivotal to the election. So Trump is on the campaign trail. Trump is dealing with legal issues. Trump is still going to events like UFC and F1 and all kinds of stuff. Biden is in a hole, probably with wires and needles attached to him, having all kinds of medical procedures for his debate prep. You know that's what's going on. Here's an image of Biden. Just B-roll clip too. It's kind of like this, guys. This is kind of how the debate is going to be for Joe in clip. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's going to be clip eight, actually. We'll get to that clip. It's actually, yeah, there it is. There it is. Weekend at Joey's. But it's a whole week now.
Hold the ball!
It's a whole week for Joe. He's the president, by the way. Joe Biden is the president. And he's disappearing for a week for debate prep. Now, why is this significant? Because he's the president. So not just is he MIA for a week for quote-unquote debate prep, he's the president. He should not have to do this debate prep. First of all, you already know that they're going to give him all the questions before the debate even happens. So he's already going to have all the questions. So he doesn't have to really spend too much time preparing. He has the test. So, okay, he's got that down. He doesn't have to sit here and go over potentials. He has the test. So he just has to look at the questions on the test, and he's good to go. Please, everybody knows they're going to give him the questions before. But if his presidency is such a success story, then what does he have to prep for? Why does the president, with his successful economy and all the things he's done for all these different minority groups and, oh my gosh, the border and immigrants and everything. If it's such a success story and he's been such a successful president, then what does he need to prepare for? What does he need to prepare? He's got the questions. He's got the success story. He just needs to go and talk about his successes. What is the prep for? They're jacking him up on drugs. Who knows? They might even put him into some kind of induced short-term coma with all kinds of IVs and wires attached to him, installing things, probably injecting things into his body. Like, who even knows what they're doing? Brain chips? A week. The president disappears for a week for debate prep. But he's the president. If he can't handle a debate, if he needs a week to prepare for a debate, well, my God. Who's running the damn country? How can he be president? He needs a week. He has to disappear for a week to prepare for a debate. And he can't even get up there and run on his successes. What kind of absolute insanity is going on behind the scenes at Camp David? All right. Now here we get into the rigging. And this is going to take us a couple segments because there's so many examples. Dana Bash, this just happened. Dana Bash, hesitant to show Biden footage on air for fear of boosting quote-unquote cheap fakes. Oh my gosh. Dana Bash won't show you actual videos of Joe Biden. Because that's how bad he looks. They can't even show you real videos of Joe Biden. Because that's how bad he looks. And they just claim they're fake. Oh, these are fake. Of course, they're all real. But they won't show them. Oh, Joe Biden is doing so great. Really? Let's see some videos of him. No. You can't see any videos. Joe Biden is so ready to beat Trump at the debate. Really? Where is he? Oh, he's disappeared for a week preparing. Oh. Oh, I see. get a taste? They can get a little taste. This is how the debate's going to go. Trump spokeswoman goes on CNN and immediately gets shut down. Immediately they cut her mic off. This is a little taste of how the debate is going to go, clip 9.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay.
Now,
I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
Oh, yes. So that was Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. And they immediately cut her off. They immediately shut her down. They immediately mute her and kick her off the show. Now, let me explain what actually happens. Because I've seen liberals do this before. This was a game from the beginning. They said, oh, we're going to have Caroline Leavitt on, Trump's spokeswoman. I'm going to get her on and then I'm going to immediately kick her off. It's going to be hilarious. That's what C. Hunt from CNN. That was her plan the whole time. She was gonna shut her down and kick her off the entire time. And so now, that's exactly what they're gonna do to Donald Trump. But what was Caroline trying to express that they were so afraid of? That the two debate moderators are as partisan as they could possibly be. That the two debate moderators might as well show up in a Biden hat, if there was such a hat. They've never been such a hat. Who knows? They might make a Biden hat for them both to wear during the debate, just so they can really show their support, because it's not going to be obvious enough when they're both attacking Trump and shutting off his mic and cutting him off and interrupting him and disrupting him and lying about him during the whole debate. So we're going to come back, and we're going to show you exactly what CNN is trying to censor you from seeing.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
All right, there's so much of this, but I'll tell you what. I really want to play these clips back to back to back. So first we'll go with Jake Tapper and his panel in 2017 claiming that the Russiagate dossier was real. They said it was real and they had the intel to corroborate it. And of course, here we are years later knowing the entire thing was fake. But this is Jake Tapper and his panel assuring you Russiagate was real.
We have some breaking news now. CNN has learned new information about that ongoing investigation into those allegations raised in a collection of memos created by a former British intelligence agent at the time he made the memos
for
political opponents of then candidate Donald Trump. Jim Sciutto and Evan Perez have been working the story. And Jim, let's start with you. What precisely have investigators learned?
Well, Jake, for the first time, U.S. investigators say that they have corroborated some of the communications detailed in a 35-page dossier compiled by a former British intelligence agent.
Look at this clown reading off a teleprompter.
CNN was first to report last month that then-President-elect Donald Trump and President Barack Obama were briefed on the existence of the memos prior to the inauguration.
Hillary Clinton paid for memos.
U.S. officials have said that none of the content or allegations have been verified, but now multiple current and former U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials tell CNN that intelligence intercepts of foreign nationals confirmed that some of the conversations described in the dossier took place between the same individuals on the same days and from the same locations as detailed in the dossier. We should be clear that CNN has not confirmed the content of the calls or whether any of the content relates to then-candidate Trump. And none of the newly learned information relates, I should say, to the
salacious Democrat
allegations in the dossier.
Setups and entrapments.
Based on intercepted communications has given U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, quote, greater confidence in the credibility of some aspects of the dossier as they continue to actively investigate its contents, these sources say. Reached for comment this afternoon, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said, quote, we continue to be disgusted by CNN's fake news reporting. Spokesman for the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA.
And you ended up being fake news. All right, that's enough. Get him off the screen. Get that teleprompter reading ninny off the screen. We got too much more for Tapper and Bash coming up in the next segment. But I'll tell you what. And I forgot to print this out. It was kind of big across the conservative landscape today. But Snopes, you know, the expert fact checkers at Snopes, who may or may not drink their cat's urine before they do fact checking. Dead serious. The expert fact checkers at Snopes decided today, 7 years later, that the claim that Donald Trump said there were fine people or that neo-Nazis and white supremacists were fine people at the Charlottesville rally, they admitted in Snopes that that was false. Today, they admitted that. Wow. Now, do you think when Joe Biden references the very fine people quote at the debate on Thursday, do you think Bash and Tapper are going to push back and say that that's not true? 7 years later, the left finally admits it. Now this is the arc of validation that happens every time with left-wing lies and propaganda. They eventually have to admit that you were right. Vaccines, Russiagate, the Biden laptop, very fine people. Doesn't matter. It's all the same. So this one took them 7 years. Folks, they ran campaign ads. They raised money. They started riots. All off of that very fine people hoax. This is the elemental nature of the American left. This is the very core of Democrat Party propaganda. And then they just eventually admit, oh yeah, we lied, whatever. So what, we lied. Yeah, we raised a bunch of money, started a bunch of riots, had campaign ads that made the false claim. It was a total hoax. We ran a total hoax. Yeah, we admit it. We ran a total hoax. So what? And I would bet, what are the odds in Vegas going to be that Joe Biden brings up the very fine people hoax? I guarantee you he doesn't. And Bash and Tapper are going to let him do it, unless they're setting him up. Maybe they're setting him up for failure.
If he
you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Presidential debate moderators have a long history of blasting Trump, including with Hitler comparisons. Oh, I'm sure they're going to be fair. Have you ever seen a leftist be fair? Have you ever seen a leftist put down, put away their political bias? Not once, not ever. So, we got plenty of this. We got plenty of this. Here is Jake Tapper and Dana Bash comparing Donald Trump to Hitler in clip 10.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States. This time given life by former president and current Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump.
Let's recognize this comment for what it is, a longstanding anti-Semitic trope that the true allegiance for Jews is to their religion rather than their country. It was used in Nazi Germany to justify the arrests, persecutions, and mass killings, attempted extermination of the Jewish people. And Trump has been pushing this trope for years.
He talks about the blood of America as being poisoned, echoing the same exact language used in Nazi Germany.
Another hoax. So three on one. Three on one of Trump is Hitler liars versus Trump. This is going to be wild. This is absolutely going to be wild. Now, keep this in mind. Keep in mind that there is a fraction of possibility here that they're setting Joe Biden up for failure. And maybe that's even what that Snopes, maybe that's why the timing of that Snopes fact check, because they're going to set Biden up for failure. And they're going to say, hey, Biden, go with the very fine people hoax. And then Tapper and Bash could push back and say he's lying. And then he's going to be up there dazed and confused and just, it's an utter collapse from there. So there's a chance that they could be setting up Biden for failure because they want to replace him. But I would say the odds are this is going to be 3-on-1. But, you know, it's like WWE. So it's a handicap match, 3-on-1 against Trump. But then, you know, the two people in the one guy's corner could all of a sudden start attacking him. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So that's the insane nature of all of this. Now, here's more. Let's go to Tapper cutting away from Trump while he's talking about the open border in clip 12.
We're going to seal up the border. Because right now we have an invasion. We have an invasion of millions and millions of people that are coming into our country. I can't imagine why they think that's a good thing.
Donald Trump declaring victory with a historically strong showing in the Iowa caucuses, if these numbers hold, the biggest victory for a non-incumbent president in the modern era for this contest. A relatively subdued speech as these things go so far, although here he is right now under my voice. You hear him repeating his anti-immigrant rhetoric. He did take time to praise his
anti-crime
rivals, Haley DeSantis and Ramaswamy by name.
You lying hack. All right, here he is again. Again, proving that immigrants actually love Donald Trump. Jake Tapper trying to hide that in clip 13.
Serious national security laws and then obstructing and refusing to cooperate with the FBI.
Whatever this spectacle is that's unfolding before us, let's remember what this case
immigrants
is
singing
let's
happy birthday to Trump.
Indictment charges. Again, Donald Trump is charged with a series of federal felonies for mishandling the most sensitive government documents that we have, and for obstruction of justice, along with Walt Nauta, who is charged with intentionally setting up lies to the grand jury, to the FBI. Any way you look at this, and again, despite whatever may be going on in that restaurant, this case isn't going to be settled legally in a cafe. It's going to be settled in the court based on the facts and law.
The folks in the control room, I don't need to see any more of that. He's trying to turn this in, he's trying to turn it into a spectacle, into a campaign ad. That's enough of that.
He's being saying happy birthday to at a Cuban restaurant, you peckerhead.
Right now.
Yeah, this network is going to be totally fair to Trump.
Ellie, if you could like basically detail what are the allegations here? We have counts 1 to 31. Those have to do with specific.
I'm trying to get a refresher here. Did Jake Tapper cry when Trump won or when Trump lost in 2020? Did he have tears of joy? Let's get a refresher here. Here's the moderator coming up for Thursday, Jake Tapper, clip 14.
...caused and exacerbated by President Trump himself. It's been a time of several significant and utterly avoidable failures, most tragically, of course, the unwillingness to respect facts and science and do everything that could be done to save lives during a pandemic. It has been a time where truth and fact were treated with disdain. It is a time of cruelty where official inhumanity, such as child separation, became the official shameful policy of the United States. But now the Trump presidency is coming to an end. To an end. With so many squandered opportunities and ruined potential, but also an era of just plain meanness. It must be said, to paraphrase President Ford, for tens of millions of our fellow Americans, their long national nightmare is over.
Wow. He calls Trump a national nightmare. But I'm sure he's going to be fair and balanced during the debate, him and Dana Bash. Of course not. Of course not. So what, I mean, seriously, we're a couple days away, but you gotta wonder. I can't help but wonder. It is debate week here. What is the real story going into this? Are they gonna set up Joe Biden for failure? Is the 3-on-1 handicap match versus Trump gonna turn into, are they gonna turn heel and sabotage Biden? Or is it really gonna be 3-on-1 versus Trump and they're just gonna make Trump look like the hero? You feel like they have to know better than that. And yet here we are. That's the table that is set. Now, we can sit here and play CNN bashing. I mean, they've done it for, 7 years now. So it's not like this is a surprise to anybody. But it's just to really hone it in here so that people know what an absolute farce this debate is about to be. It's not going to be a debate. It's a staged political event by CNN to either destroy Donald Trump or destroy Joe Biden. That's it. This is a sabotage. This is a political sabotage propaganda event to sabotage one of the candidates on the stage, most likely Donald Trump. But they could turn on Biden and use this to sabotage him just as well. It could go either way. But that's what we're witnessing here. And we are not confused about that. That couldn't be more obvious. All right. We're going to move on. We do have some other headlines here. If this debate is real at all, they'll be talking about the illegal alien issue, the illegal border crossing issue. Or maybe they won't because they don't want you to know that the Democrats are planning on them voting. How non-citizens are getting voter registration forms across the United States and how Republicans are trying to stop it. You also have, by the way, they can vote in federal elections is what they're claiming. Not state elections, but federal elections. Oh, how convenient. They can vote for Biden. Now, America First Legal is fighting this. Non-citizen voting. Biden is giving registration forms and social security numbers to non-citizens America First Legal is sending an urgent action plan to officials in all 50 states on how to stop illegals and non-citizens from voting. States must ensure only citizens vote. They sent a letter to the chief election official of all 50 states and the governors and the attorney generals explaining how Biden is letting illegals register to vote. Now, this would make sense, and there's actually some good news that comes with this. Why would they be engaging in such obvious election fraud? Why would they be engaging in such an obvious attempt to steal an election from American citizens? Well, folks, it shows that they're desperate. It shows that they're desperate. And to me, it shows they know that the Republicans, the RNC, is onto their game and is prepared for their game plan. And of course, it couldn't have been more obvious after 2020. Monitor the drop boxes, monitor the tabulation centers, don't let them bring truckloads of ballots at 3:30 in the morning in five different states. Don't let them pull boxes, secret boxes of ballots for Biden out and count them in the middle of the night. Don't let them triple count ballots in major metropolitan areas that lean Democrat. Wow. All of a sudden, you cut that, you spy on that, you stop that. All of a sudden, the Democrats are panicked. And they need non-citizens voting. Yeah. And they don't even care if they have to bring them in and they start killing Americans. It's worth a couple dead Americans is worth it for the Democrats to stay in power. Don't you know? This story out of Houston just keeps getting worse. Oh, man. Illegal migrants lured Jocelyn Nongary, 12 years old, under a bridge and assaulted her for 2 hours before they killed her. It's the latest from the prosecutors. It's so disgusting. And the Democrats have absolutely no remorse. They could not care less. They need these illegals in here voting Democrat. They don't care how many Americans die in the process. It's cannon fodder to them. It's a necessary sacrifice to them. Democrats are sacrificing the lives of Americans to bring in more voters. That's what's going on here. That's it. Democrats are willing to sacrifice the lives of Americans so that they can get some more voters. These are sick people, folks. These are sick, disgusting people. And it just shows what a game it is when they fawn over George Floyd for months, for years. Whether you think he was killed legitimately by police, illegitimately by police, had a drug overdose, doesn't matter. George Floyd was a career criminal who was committing crimes, even that day. Jocelyn Nongary was a 12-year-old girl, innocent with her whole life in front of her, and was brutalized and murdered by non-citizens brought in here by Joe Biden. And are there rallies for her? Are there millions, tens of millions of dollars raised for her and her family and for awareness for the open border? Are there marches? Are there protests? Are there fundraising drives? Are there big ceremonial events pulling at the emotional heartstrings of Americans because of this young girl? No. No, there's not. Why? Because there's no advantage for Democrats. That's why. Well, why did they do it for George Floyd? Because there is a political advantage for Democrats. They tell you Republicans are racist and they say they have to defund the police. So they use George Floyd as their saint, as their martyr to get more people to vote Democrat. But when it's a 12-year-old innocent girl brutalized for hours and killed, nope. They don't shed a tear. They don't give a damn about that. Because there's no political advantage for Democrats. That's how sick these people are, folks. That is how sick Democrats are. These are sick, deranged, evil villains that we're dealing with. Truly. We are dealing with evil villains. Right out of a James Bond film. Bring in the illegal immigrants. We need their votes. But what if people die? Good, let them die. We need the power. Ceremonialize George Floyd. We need the votes. We need the political propaganda. What about that 12-year-old girl? Screw her. Who cares? No advantage for us. That's Democrats. And while Lindsey Graham isn't right very often, he's right about this. Lindsey Graham says Biden better pray for presidential immunity over border policies. Now, it's expected to get the Trump immunity decision by the end of this week. Could happen right before or right after the debate. But Graham is right, yeah. Joe Biden should pray that there's presidential immunity, because if not, then why can't we hold him accountable for the deaths of hundreds of Americans that have been killed by illegal aliens crossing the border because of Joe Biden's border policies? Aiding and abetting in hundreds of murders, aiding and abetting in hundreds of rapes, Joe Biden and the Democrats and the Republicans that let it all go on too. So it's like the Republicans kind of, the Republicans have blood on their hands because of this. The Democrats are drenched in blood. They're dripping in blood from their head to their toes. Biden's drowning in the blood of the innocents. So Graham is right. Biden better pray that presidential immunity is assured in this Trump case, because if not, then they should go after him for every single dead American at the hands of an illegal alien under Biden's broken border. And they should anyway, even if just for ceremonial purposes, because that's what the Democrats do. Now, I guess that's what Anna Paulina Luna is doing here. So there are some Republicans that have a spine. There are some Republicans that have fortitude. Not enough, but there are some. Anna Paulina Luna, one of them. It's funny how it's like the women have more testicular fortitude than the men. Isn't that something? Strange. Anna Paulina Luna to force vote on Sergeant at Arms detaining Merrick Garland. Luna to force vote on obscure maneuver forcing Sergeant at Arms to detain Garland. She will move within days to force a vote on having the House Sergeant-at-Arms forcibly bring Attorney General Merrick Garland before the House by holding him in inherent contempt over his refusal to turn over audio of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Let's see how serious the Republicans are with this, or if Luna and a few others are individuals going out on a limb by themselves. Luna sent a letter to her colleagues Monday saying she will call up her inherent contempt resolution in the next few days. When she raises the question of privilege, leaders will have to schedule an action on the resolution within 2 legislative days. Here's a quote from Luna. Under inherent contempt, the individual is brought before the bar of the House by the sergeant at arms, tried by the body, and then can be detained either in the Capitol or in D.C. This process demonstrates the seriousness with which Congress views noncompliance and the potential consequences for those who refuse to cooperate. Let's see how serious the Republicans are. Let's just see how serious they are. If there are enough serious Republicans in this House, then this will happen. But if they're a bunch of pansies and posers and pathetic, spineless weasels, then this motion will fail. So we shall see. Another opportunity for the Republican Party with 133 days to show they're serious, to show they have a spine, to show they have any fidelity in their oath to the Constitution. Now is your chance. Big measuring stick for the upcoming elections right here. I mean, you'd think just for the political points they would want to do it. Why? What would be stopping you after all the persecution? Oh, well, we have to maintain integrity. We have to maintain normalcy. Oh, okay. Take it to the grave then. Take it to the grave. Cause that's where this country's going. That's your attitude. It's going right to the grave. Gun control groups hail Supreme Court decision upholding gun ban for domestic abusers. You know, this is an interesting one here. And I'd say I'm upset with the Supreme Court. In a near unanimous decision, 8-1, the justices ruled in favor of laws preventing banning guns from individuals with cases of domestic abuse. Now, I understand this is a little nasty. And this is a little touchy. But it's also totally unconstitutional. And to me, this is Supreme Court justices violating the Constitution. Now, I could see why they feel comfortable doing this, including conservative Supreme Court justices, because it's, you know, it's a losing issue. But aside from saying, well, we don't want guns in the hands of domestic abusers. Well, okay. They do have a Second Amendment right too. Now, there's certain things you could forfeit in a case, but that's not really what they're arguing here. They're saying inherently domestic abusers don't get a Second Amendment right. To me, that's totally unconstitutional, as touchy as it is. But I could see why they feel comfortable doing it in 2024, because there's so many other violations to the Second Amendment. Just throw this in the pile. And this is like barely even measuring on the Richter scale when it comes to all the Second Amendment violations. So to them, they view it as a win because, well, there's already all these other Second Amendment violations that are much worse than this. Plus, you know, I look good. Hey, I'm keeping a gun out of a domestic abuser's hands. But how you could argue that this is constitutional, you can't. But as the great Tom Selleck said, I refuse to debate gun control with anyone who believes men can have babies. Well, I'd say that that goes beyond just the debate of gun control, but yeah. Really, you probably shouldn't be debating, having a serious debate or conversation with anybody that thinks men can have babies. In other words, leftists and liberals. Oh my gosh, you know, and I do have some of this pride crap today. Because it's Pride Month and they're doing this thing of men claiming they're having periods and men claiming they're pregnant. I mean, just what, where's the nearest mental asylum? Where is the nearest mental asylum and why isn't it filled with liberals? This is a mental disorder we're dealing with here, a severe one. But yeah, I mean, gun control, it's not just gun control. It's everything. Border policy, criminal justice policy. You're debating with people that think men can have babies. The average kindergartner, the average first grader. But what was that? Are you smarter than a, what was that old show? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Liberals? No. They think men can have babies. A fifth grader knows only a woman can have a baby, but a liberal thinks men can have babies. Why do we take these people seriously? I just don't get it. Mental facility.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
Oh, he didn't. He's sleeping now. Because they want to get him good and strong. So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass. And that's. They want to strengthen him up. So he comes out, he'll come out, I say he'll come out all jacked up, right? All jacked up. Even I won't buy bacon anymore, it's too expensive. I said, I'd love to have some lovely bacon, darling. And she said, no, I'm sorry, it's too expensive. He's sleeping now.
All right, some Trump comedy.
Because they want to get him good and strong.
From over the weekend.
So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the
Philadelphia,
ass.
Pennsylvania rally. I'm going to shoot him in the ass. Don't say that during the broadcast. Might mean something else. You know? Anyway. They are celebrating Pride Month at the White House. Who knows what kind of wires and what else they got going into Joe. Maybe they're doing a blood transfusion. Maybe they're doping him up. Maybe they put a brain chip in him. Who knows? Some injectable thing that time release. They'll push a button when he's on the stage to hit him with some juice. This is the kind of crazy stuff that's probably going on in his week away. He's taking a break from being the president. I just step away for a week from being the president. I've got to prepare for a debate. Wow. So you're the president. You have to prepare for a debate for a week. Man, How can you be the president if a debate takes you a week to prepare for? Seems like an issue. Seems like might be a problem. How can he deal with these major geopolitical issues? Here's some of the developments there, by the way. Some big developments there. Oh, and then there's just total chaos in your backyard, too. Ukraine and Russia trade lethal attacks. It's going back and forth. And then there was a attack on the beach in Crimea by Ukraine. Russia accuses Ukraine of deadly drone attacks in Crimea's Sevastopol. Russia blames U.S. for deadly missile attack on Crimea. Well, yeah, it's the U.S. giving them the green light, giving them the money, giving them the ammunitions, giving them the missiles. So, yeah, that's basically the U.S. Same thing that happens when Israel attacks all these countries in the Middle East. And then they say, Muslims attack you because they hate your way of life. No, they attack us because we give Israel the weapons and the ammunition and the green light to attack whoever the hell they want in the Middle East. That's why they come after us. Not because they hate our way of life. That's your bought and paid for propaganda. Bought and paid for by AIPAC, another Israeli lobbyist, by the way. And how they run the media. So, oh, okay. But you know, Russia's kind of a bigger deal, isn't it? And Putin is engaging in extreme foreign policy and diplomacy right now to crash the U.S. dollar and to build this alliance to stand up to NATO. And the president is taking a week off to prepare for a debate. So that's nice. And there are a lot of these videos from the attack in Crimea. And then there's these other videos. I don't know if I ended up sharing them with you guys. Yeah, 25. Where the Ukrainians are flying these drones around and they're basically just like kamikaze drones. And there's this Russian who's all alone in a field running for shelter. And one of these kamikaze drones that are handheld is begging for his life and they just bomb him anyway. He's unarmed. He's literally praying, please don't kill me. I'm all alone. And it just kamikaze drones him right out of the Terminator. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on over there. And I would like to have nothing to do with it. But because the military-industrial complex owns our government and people like Victoria Nuland love to profit off of it and engage in all the weapons laundering and money laundering, unfortunately, we are a part of it. And we should be ashamed of this. But don't worry, they have half of America sold out. They put a Ukraine flag in their bio. Hey, I feel good about myself. What flag do you have in your bio? See, why would you have any other flag than the American flag in your bio? Unless you're engaging in some sort of foreign propaganda. And then there's the Israel situation. Israel bombing kills dozens in Gaza in difficult and brutal day. Well, not for the IDF. They're probably dancing for joy. Israeli bombing in Rafah kills at least 25 Palestinians, injures 50 others. It's very nice. And then who do you think they blame that on? Well, they blame Israel and they blame America because they give them the weapons and the green light to do it. Of course, at this point, who knows who's green lighting anything? Biden's preparing for a debate for a week, so he doesn't even know what's going on. But if you don't vote with the Israeli lobby, they spend $14 million. How much? They're spending $14 million trying to unseat Jamal Bowman right now. How much did they spend in the primary against Thomas Massie? I think it was like $20 million. So AIPAC spent like $20 million to try to primary Thomas Massie and lost. Now they're spending another $14 million to primary Jamal Bowman because they don't vote for Israel to engage in this war in the Gaza Strip relentlessly. So the Israeli lobby kicks in. They have hundreds of millions of dollars to control your Congress. And then if you don't vote with them, they spend that much money to unseat you. That's how it goes in D.C. Policy to the highest bidder. Isn't it fun? And the highest bidder isn't you, by the way. U.S. Airbase authorizes troops to wear LGBTQIA plus pedophile pride patch. Yay! And I love this. Oh, it's authorized. They're probably mandating it. Or if you don't wear it, there'll be some sort of punishment, you know? Where's your patch? Where's your ribbon? What do you mean you don't wear the ribbon? This guy doesn't wear the ribbon. This guy doesn't wear the patch. What are you, homophobic? Get in the shower right now. I'm joining you, by the way. We'll get that pride patch on you one way or the other. Yeah. They're wearing a pride patch. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Oh, there you go. Yeah, you want a little of that? All right. Well, I can barely even stand this. Well, just stop right there, and let's just conclude with this. And this was my concern day one, and we've been proven right on this a dozen times now. I'm getting sick of it. But day one, after October 7th, and then the week after, and when we saw all this building up, what did we say? We said, this is now going to be in our streets from coast to coast. Israel versus Palestine is now going to be in our streets, in our backyards, and we're going to have to deal with this centuries-old holy war now. We're going to have to deal with this genetic hatred for one another that should have nothing to do with our country. Nothing. And it was so bad in Los Angeles over the weekend. You guys can just B-roll this as we go to break 21 and 22. You had the anti-Israel Democrats blocking entrance to synagogues, beating Jews, beating Jewish women, attacking Jewish women, engaging in total violence. It's just totally insane. Now, again, these leftists, they don't know a damn thing. These are violent leftists. They get violent for anything. They get violent for Antifa. They get violent for Black Lives Matter. They get violent for anti-Trump. And now they get violent for anti-Israel. It's the same group of leftists. It's the same Democrat voters. So whether you agree with what they claim to be their stance on the Israel-Palestine war or not, 90% of these people are just leftists, Democrats, who want to go out in the streets and engage in violence and engage in crime and wear the mask of the recent cover of the recent event to engage in crime and violence. But this is how bad it is now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Los Angeles, you won't hear about that because they're Democrats. Israel paying hundreds of millions of dollars to control your Congress. Oh, you won't hear about that because they control your Congress. Things we deal with. Things we deal with. As Americans. We shouldn't. But here we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a guest coming up in the next hour, and that is Alex Rosen of Predator Poachers, who's had a couple of huge busts, maybe his highest profile bust, just in the last week, and we're going to catch up with him about that. And it's so high profile that even leftists are looking at this saying, wait, why is nobody talking about this? So we'll explain why coming up momentarily. Remember, could be some of your last days, hopefully not, but could be some of the last times to purchase products at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the summer sale. It is now officially summer. So take advantage of the summer sale. 40% off top-selling, top-rated supplements like Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete. Huge for cardiovascular health. Huge for blood flow. I prefer VasoBeat Complete just because I can put it into a drink and mix it up. I already take enough pills a day, so I prefer the liquid tincture of VasoBeat Complete for my cardiovascular health, but Nitric Boost also great for heart health and blood flow. Look at that, 5.0 star reviews. That's a perfect review. How rare? Well, not too rare for the products at InfoWars Store, but it really is amazing. Not to mention, also on sale, BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, also great for cardiovascular health. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Survival Shield X3 Nascent Tri-Iodine, a very unique product that we have, very powerful, at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the power of Nascent Tri-Iodine, deep earth crystals. Survival Shield X3, 40% off. and the flagship, the Elite DNA Force Plus. There's nothing else like it on the market for telomere support and cellular energy production. DNA Force Plus, also 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's not exactly a going out of business sale, but it might very well be so soon. We shall see. But it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. What else do we have here? You know, I've got some of this pride crap, but it really kind of ties into what we're about to deal with our guest Alex Rosen. So I suppose we will wait on that. What is going on in Atlanta? This is crazy. Foul-mouthed Georgia judge arrested after allegedly pushing Atlanta cop outside nightclub. Well, it is on video. Body cam shows infamous Georgia judge arrested after nightclub brawl. A foul-mouthed Georgia probate judge allegedly pushed an Atlanta cop twice outside a nightclub, then refused to identify herself after she was arrested. Oh. Yeah. Another Georgia judge. What is going on in Georgia? There is a lot of corruption down there. The Democrats are really corrupt in Georgia. Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, that judge that was having secret meetings in a case against one of the defendants. Now this judge who's going out clubbing at 38 years old, she's going out clubbing and getting into fights with police officers. Real nice. Real classy stuff there. I think her weave came off too. Just real classy stuff. Peterson is a judge just outside of Atlanta in Douglas County who faces previous accusations of systemic incompetence in her role. Do you think she's a DEI because she's not white? Systemic incompetence. Get used to that with your diversity, equity, and inclusion hires. Get used to systemic incompetence. That's all you're going to get. She already had votes to be removed from office following 30 counts of misconduct. A liberal Democrat, diversity, equity, and inclusion, going to nightclubs, fighting with cops, 30 counts of misconduct for systemic incompetence. That's what you got. Wow. It's not supposed to be that way. And yet here we are dealing with it. Thanks to Democrats and diversity and equity and inclusion and progressives. I don't care if they don't know how to do the job. I don't care if they're not qualified. Their skin color is right. Yes. Defense Department won't release report on funding of Chinese research laboratories. Blames limitations in the DOD tracking systems. Oh, I'm sure. The Office of the Inspector General says they have limitations in their tracking systems. They just don't know where the funds went. We don't know where all the money we sent to the Chinese labs went. We don't know where all the money we sent to the Wuhan lab went. We just don't know. We don't know about the gain-of-function research. They know nothing. And this is all following because you have Republicans that are actually asking for answers and some Democrats that are actually requesting answers, trying to figure out, okay, well, did you fund the Wuhan lab? Did you fund the gain of function research? And now all of a sudden they have no idea. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of funding for Chinese labs. I've never heard of the Wuhan lab. We don't have any records. We don't trace any of this stuff. We don't know anything. Hey, where'd the money for Ukraine go? I don't know. Hey, where'd the money for Israel go? No clue. Hey, where'd the money for the Chinese gain of function labs go? China's gain of function. I never even heard of it. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signs income and property tax cuts into law. More of this, please. Nice. Set the standard. Move the ball. Make other governors keep up. Cutting states' property and income taxes. Please, how about just cut them? How about just get rid of them? How about just abolish them altogether? We need to stop giving this corrupted government all of our money. That would be nice. They can't even maintain a dam. Here's more of your infrastructure failure. Don't worry. Plenty of money for foreign countries, though. Rapidan Dam in imminent failure condition. This is in Minnesota. The dam is in imminent failure condition. They're warning people downstream to vacate. That's how bad it is.
And, however, they are warning people living downstream to be ready.
Be ready. The dam broke, and we don't do anything about it because infrastructure is failing in Biden's America, and we give all of our money to Ukraine and to Israel. And who else? I don't know. We've lost. There's so many countries. But your infrastructure continues to fall apart and fail, and, you know. Just be prepared if you're in Minnesota. Dam failure. Folks, this is minor compared to what some other failures, some other dam failures could be. There's some dam failures that could be catastrophic. But hey, let's not think about that. Let's not think about that. Trump vows to shut down Department of Education in second term. Okay, that's one out of how many departments that should be shut down? A couple more, probably two. Like to see that. Oakland Airport Hotel, Oakland Airport Hilton Hotel will close after 56 years. Oakland is just falling apart. So Democrats have successfully completely destroyed Oakland. San Francisco is following, Los Angeles following as well. By the way, this is the scenes at a Dodgers game. It's funny though, it's funny. A car is burning in the parking lot. Okay, there's a car on fire in the parking lot, and you can see it the way Dodger Stadium is set up from the seats behind home plate, and then the parking lot beyond the stadium is visible. So you can see this car engulfed in flames, and the organist decides he's going to have a little fun with it, so he plays "We Didn't Start the Fire," and so here's that in clip 26. Could have been a family of five inside the car while it was burning. And it's funny. It's, you know, because it's California, I guess. So that's funny. Who started the fire in California? Who's taking fire to pretty much everything in this country? The Democrats started the fire. The Democrats started the fire in Oakland and Atlanta and Baltimore and St. Louis and Chicago and Los Angeles. The Democrats started the fire that's burning this country to the ground. Somebody get rid of these Democrats.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The Democrats started the fire. They're burning the whole country down. In some cases, they literally start wildfires. That's in their story. We're about to be joined by Alex Rosen. He had one of his biggest busts. You might not be surprised to find out it was a Democrat, a well-known Democrat, who even ran an LGBTQ plus Democrat group. And here was Alex Rosen, predator poaching this Democrat predator.
So what's kind of the deal with Luke? What's going on with that, I guess?
I thought it was very thrilling to have a conversation, and I never intended to actually meet the person.
Okay, why did you want to meet him?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Because he professed to be underage, and that's inappropriate.
Okay, how old did he say he was?
I don't know.
Like, was he like 5 or 6, or?
15.
Okay, like?
I don't remember.
Okay. Would this here saying, like, you're 14, I'm 14, would that kind of be an accurate thing?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay. Okay. You just remember him saying he's under 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Do you know what a kind of beer to, like, talk about with Luke? Like, there was kind of some stuff said?
No, very inappropriate conversation.
Okay. I don't want to read through all this. One, I hate reading. Two, last thing I want to do is embarrass you. We can just talk man-to-man. What was kind of said in the conversation?
It was a provocative conversation.
Okay, like in a sexual way?
Sure.
Okay. Were there any, like, penis pictures sent to him? Like, what
I'm
funny?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure, like, it wasn't Photoshop or anything. Like, you know, if somebody's trying to F you over. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Who are you?
My name is Gordon.
Yeah, what is the organization? I recognize you.
You do? Yeah, that's kind of...
That's you recognize kind of, me as Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have here, there was a masturbation video sent with your face in it. Why was that kind of sent to him?
I told you it was a provocative conversation. It was inappropriate.
Okay. But I guess what about that was, like, interesting or provocative and stuff like that?
It's interesting that a younger person is interested in
the Okay, so it's like a two-way type thing?
I guess so.
Okay, fair enough. And you're the...
I'll be right there, honey. I promise. It's okay. I'll explain everything.
It's all good. Yeah, he'll talk to you after. It'll be fine, dude. I promise.
It's okay.
Yeah. Like I said, dude, I'm not here to tell him about it.
I don't know that I believe you, but you have all this stuff, so you can do whatever you
bro,
want.
Bro, I could have done that for months, man. You think... There's a reason I didn't come to your door or any stupid shit like that, man, because I wasn't trying to bring drama to your door. I know there's no good place to have this conversation, but I was just thinking the best place is better than a worse place, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to do as much for you as I possibly can. So, anyway, you're the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. Okay. How long have you been in that position for?
Since fall.
Since fall, okay. Is that like a paid position? Okay, just more of a volunteer type thing? Is it like a super PAC or something, or is it just a... Okay. And you're friends with, like, Jamie Raskin, those
things.
Okay, you have a pick with them.
I visited his office once years ago with some
of those. Okay, got it. So how big is this organization? And I'm just curious, like, I definitely think that, especially on the younger, a lot of younger gay people have a tough time going. I got a gay cousin, and, you know, I see what she goes through. How big is this organization, the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland?
Like 100 people on an email list.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so some of the stuff said here...
If there's something you want from me, do you want money?
No, dude. Literally just a conversation. Just to make sure we're on the right path with stuff. Because, dude, I really think you're doing good things for people, all right? This is not the end-all be-all.
Are you going to turn me into a fort? Is that your intention?
You know, there's a lot of ways this could go, but I'm telling you, what's good in my book is if people are honest with me, I'm honest with them, I'm cool with that, okay?
I agree.
I'm not gonna lie and say, could I, you know, you're a smart dude, could I turn him? Of course I could, but did I also have months to do that? I did have months to do that, and I think it says a lot that I'm here to just talk to you about it, okay? So that much I'm willing to do for you.
So what do you want?
Literally just a kind of a why this happened, and you told me it's provocative, but some of this stuff said here, like, you know, I want to rape you. I want to see how much of a faggot you are. What was kind of said about that?
All right, we're going to get the full story from Alex Rosen coming up on the other side of this break. We got some other clips from it as well. And guess what? He's not the only Democrat caught up in a scandal like this over the weekend. Huh, isn't that something?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Anyway, you're the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland.
Okay.
How long have you been in that position for?
Since fall.
Okay. Is that like a paid position? Okay. Just more of a volunteer type thing? Is it like a super PAC or something? Or is it just... Okay. Some of this stuff said here, like, you know, I want to rape you. I want to see how much of a faggot you are. What was kind of said about that?
I hope you're trying to get away once I start fucking you.
Yeah.
I like the fantasy, and he seemed to enjoy it. And I didn't know this person, and I never intended to meet him.
Well, do you think that's appropriate, though?
No, of course. No, of course not.
I mean, here we said it's okay if you want to jerk off looking at it, talking about your dick. And you said, stop by this morning so I can stretch your hole, faggot.
Yes.
Can't wait to make you my little... And this was... Later that, or shit, 4 days later with no response. Can't wait to make you my little cum dump, baby boy. Okay.
Yeah, that's some of the more sordid details from Alex Rosen's latest predator poach. He joins me now to tell the full story. This was a Democrat LGBTQ activist. Alex, I don't even know where to begin. I want you to tell this whole story. I want to lead, though, by asking, do you think this was your most important, highest profile catch yet?
He's definitely the most well-connected person we've caught, I think. But high profile one, I mean, we've caught so many people sicker than this guy. But yeah.
Well, I don't mean necessarily with the derangement, but I mean, this is a guy who has influence politically. He's connected to the Democrats. He's in the LGBTQ movement for them.
Oh yeah, no, it definitely shakes a lot of things up, especially when, you know, they like to deflect and say, oh my God, but Trump, or oh my God, but church people are groomers. But I mean, this is right in their face, and the way they're taking it is pretty predictable too. It's nuts.
Well, and what's crazy is this guy kind of plays the part of like a Democrat Party activist leader. I mean, he doesn't, because a lot of the busts you have, I mean, they look deranged. They look kind of sick. You know, they kind of are central casting for what you might expect for some of these creeps. This guy just looks like a regular Democrat, the kind of people they'd put in the staff and then, you know, engage in sodomy in the Capitol.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a congressional aide, for sure. But, yeah, he's a regular looking dude. He has his life together, seemingly so. And I mean, this guy's full-time job is a lobbyist. His husband is a lobbyist as well in D.C., and he's been to the White House 3 times, at least according to the visitor logs, and Kamala Harris hosts this guy at his house. I mean, this guy is, like, literally the swamp.
Well, wait, is it true that even after this bust, he got invited to the White House?
No. That was, this was before the bust.
But he has been to the White House.
Yes, 3 separate times, according to visitor logs.
Now, is this just stuff for Pride Month, or why is this guy getting invited to the White House?
Well, if I remember correctly, it wasn't all in May. I'm sorry, it wasn't all in June of last year, June of this year. I mean, he went to other stuff too. He was connected to Jamie Raskin somehow. I believe that's a rep from Maryland, had a picture with him. And, I don't know. This guy's pretty deep into it. I mean, he's the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. He runs like an HIV organization. He's the head of the diversity wing of the Maryland Democrats. Like, he's pretty well connected.
I mean, how long, you said months in the video, how long were these communications between you or one of your staff there, one of your crew, how long were these communications going on?
Well, this started about a year ago, so in the summer of last year, and then in November, we attempted to turn him into the cops, because in Maryland, it's one of those few states where it has to be a law enforcement officer talking to the predator in order for it to be prosecutable. Like in Texas, for example, if they believe they're talking to a minor, then they can get arrested for that. So that's why we have arrests in Texas, Virginia, all the states. But Maryland's a little bit different. So we tried turning it into the cops. The cops actually took it over for a little bit, the chatting, then it just stopped, and we tried to follow up with the cops. The cops did never return any calls or anything like that. And so we just took it back over. And 8 months later, after the cops kind of stopped doing this, we approached him in public at this Mexican restaurant we knew he was at.
So let me get this straight. You're in communications with this guy for months, and he's talking about sexually explicit acts with what he believes is a 14-year-old, including words like rape and insinuations of masturbation together?
Yes, he talked about...
We're going to reconnect to Alex Rosen. He basically lives in his car because he catches these guys 24/7. I was asking you about the communications, the details.
Yeah, so he talked about everything you can think of. I mean, he even talked about urination in each other's mouth. He talked about, you know, he referred to this boy as a faggot multiple times. Like, every dirty word you can just think of, he wanted. And, I mean, one of the most depraved chat logs we've definitely had, for sure.
Well, that's saying a lot. I've seen some of the depravity that you've had to uncover. And this, he thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old boy? And the cops dropped the case?
Yeah, the cops apparently, they didn't even say they don't want any part of it. They just stopped responding. And I think it was definitely politically motivated because, you know, he lives very close to D.C. I mean, you know, they live right outside in Maryland or Virginia. He lives right outside D.C., right in Maryland. And I think it was definitely, I think that prosecutor definitely just didn't want to be a part of busting this guy. So, yeah, unfortunately, we had to come in and do it.
Now, folks, you can watch his full video at iFightForKids on X is his account there. He's also on Rumble, Predator Poachers, Alex Rosen, our guest. I mean, it gets even worse. You've kind of scratched the surface of the types of stuff this guy has said. I mean, folks, it really is some of the most sordid stuff. We put some of it on the screen. I mean, so the cops never even responded to you. They never gave any explanation. They just... I mean, this is one of the most disgusting. He thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old boy. Did he ever make attempts to meet up?
Yeah, so multiple times he gave his address, and we would go weeks without texting him, and he would just randomly say, come over, come over, come over. And, you know, that night we're like, okay, we'll come over, but he got cold feet that night, so we just followed him to this Mexican restaurant. But yeah, we only got his address because he gave his address multiple times.
How is this not a dereliction of duty? Because you could have, what if it was a 14-year-old boy? What if they did show up to his house? He described what he wanted to do.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. And he mentions in the video that he's talked to multiple other minors online, received nudes from them, which is child pornography. And obviously, those were not fake accounts. They're sending him, you know, nudity. Decoys can't do that. So, I mean, this guy's been on the prowl for teenagers for probably a very long time. Because if he said he's talked to 5 to 10 minors, you can probably add a zero to that number.
What's scarier about this to me is not just that you have these people that climb the ranks of the Democrat Party that are potential pedophiles, but that you have a police department that would stand down on something like this. I mean, to me, you've almost maybe potentially exposed corruption in the police department.
No, 100%. And it's not like they told us that, oh, well, since you started this, we can't finish it, but we're going to do our own investigation on it, because this guy has public profiles. I mentioned to him, hey, or I asked him, what apps have you found other kids on? And he's like, well, Scruff and Grindr. And these are basic apps that police use all the time to do sting operations. And the police never took it upon themselves to just go decoy this guy, So they obviously saw who it was. Well, I think they saw who it was. And we're like, we're just going to sweep this under the rug. We're going to hope this doesn't get out and just move on.
Did he ever admit to actually engaging in acts or just to internet fantasies?
The only stuff he admitted to is receiving child porn from other minors he's talked to. He did not admit to meeting up with any, but, you know, they never admit to everything.
Well, you get him to admit to a lot. Now, yeah. Obviously, did you end up calling law enforcement on this guy?
Well, being that we did in November, we did not call law enforcement on him on the scene. What we're planning on doing is we're going to hope the feds take this up, because federally, him sending the penis pictures is that is a felony, sending harmful material to who you believe to be a minor. So we're going to hope they take it up, and we'll definitely let you guys know if they end up picking it up.
Has there been any backlash? I mean, this guy still has public profiles that we can access. What about, I mean, has there been any backlash? Has he lost any of his roles inside the Democrat Party?
Yeah, so after a lot of public pressure, the Maryland Democrat Party eventually did drop him. At first, they were trying to censor any comments about him on their page, but they eventually changed their tune when they realized that this was going to get too big to suppress. He's not listed on the HIV Policy Institute thing anymore. I mean, he definitely lost his social life, at least from the looks of it, but...
And he's married to another man?
Yes, that's correct.
Do they have kids that they've adopted?
Luckily not.
Well, that's a whole nother story that, I think, you know, You can look into some of these other gay couples adopting kids. It's a very worrisome thing to me, especially when you see stories like this.
Yeah, there's definitely a trend with that for sure. Just wanting to essentially buy a baby.
How nervous was this guy? Because he seemed to maintain some level of calm while you're exposing him there, reading the communications you've had, even the worst of them.
Well, it's really how you approach it in like the first 5 minutes. He was very nervous at first. He's like, I don't want to have this conversation. But I started gassing him up. I was like, you know, he's like, oh, you're going to go to the cops. I'm like, oh, man, I had months to do that, man. Why would I do that? And, you know, I talked about the activism he does, why it's such a good thing. And I'm like, oh, you know, right-wingers call us groomers and stuff. And, you know, we just want to dispel that. You know, we don't want one mistake to be the end-all, be-all of everything. And of course we do. But, you know, he just kind of bought the BS I was trying to sell him. And that's why he was so open to just talk about it after that.
Well, and he acted like he didn't know who Jamie Raskin was. Obviously, that was BS.
Yeah, no, he definitely tried to downplay some things. Like, when I'm like, so you're the head of the LGBTQ Democrats in Maryland. He's like, yeah, that's just an email list of like 100 people, which obviously it's not. But then later he slips up and says that him and his husband are lobbyists in the video.
So he's a Democrat lobbyist. He's the head of an LGBTQ plus group that's a Democrat group. And he's texting what he believes to be a 14-year-old boy about rape.
Oh, that's entirely correct.
And that's just one of the things, folks. Again, I don't want to – we've shown some of the texts. We showed some of the video. I don't want to show all of the disturbing stuff. But, I mean, look, let's just be honest. It's reaching a point now, and I've got other stories we can get into to prove it. It's reaching a point now where these far-left LGBTQ activists, especially ones that really like to get involved with the Democrat Party or maybe some church groups – I mean, I'm surprised this is like the first high profile one you've caught. Do you have others on your radar?
Well, the thing is, it's hard to get someone like that on the radar, because the way I look at it is they don't really need dating apps to access kids. This is more of just kind of like a shot in the dark here with this guy. So no, I think they're going to get a lot more careful now because this guy was caught.
Now, here's an incredible development. Ed Krasenstein, he's no conservative. He's far left liberal. even he's saying, yep. Why isn't this a bigger story? He reposted your video on his account with millions of followers, and he says, why isn't this a bigger story? He says, am I missing something? Maybe he doesn't get it yet. Democrats get protected by the media. Liberals get protected by the media, even if they're pedophiles. I mean, so I don't know if you've had communications with him, but I mean, how amazing. Do you think he gets it now?
No. Probably once a month, Ed or Brian will say something that you're like, oh my God, they're finally starting to get it. And then they just let you down the next few posts. So no, he's never going to get it, but he comes close sometimes.
Well, to his credit, he shared your videos and saying, why isn't this a bigger story? I mean,
good for him.
And it's not just maybe an issue systemically inside the Democrat Party, which I could show some more evidence here that it might be. But it's also like, if you're a member of the LGBTQ lobbying group or Democrat influence group, I mean, you should be the ones raising the alarm here. You should be the ones saying, we condemn this guy. We condemn this behavior. We don't want anything to do with this guy. There's silence.
Yep. Yeah. You should see the Maryland Reddit, the Maryland politics Reddit. They've completely censored this. They only have one post dedicated to it, but they've turned off commenting on it. A lot of the mods are saying, well, it came from a fascist, so we can't trust this. They're even saying the video's fake and we used a green screen, as if I travel to Maryland to use a stupid green screen. They've said all of this, even though we live stream this interaction to locals, they claim, oh, well, look how oddly they're moving. It's a deep fake. It's just so crazy the mental gymnastics are jumping through to just not admit that, hey, one of theirs is a pedo.
Well, and look, let me just comment on that real quick. You know, there's some other predator poachers out there, if you will. You're the guy I have on my show. You're the guy I talk to about this because I know you. I've been on busts with you. I've seen how you do your work. So I can confirm what you do is legit. Obviously there's no green screens. So, I mean, that's why I always get your stories and why I have you on the show. Cause I know you're the real deal. I've seen the work that you do. So for them to say that any of this is fake is, that's just unreal. I'm not surprised, but that's just unreal.
Yeah, exactly. Like if we were to just catch somebody wearing a MAGA hat and then post it on Maryland politics, or if we were just to get somebody, even if we got like the janitor for, you know, Trump in the White House, they would be blasting it over and over again. They wouldn't even need any of the evidence. Like it's so obvious they have a double standard. And, you know, they like to deflect and say, oh, well, what about the church leaders that get caught, or what about the right wingers? Which is true. I would say we'd catch mostly right wingers. We could mostly go to small towns in America and do this. But you don't see any, you don't see you, or you don't see any media, or you don't see any of us, anybody on our side say the videos are fake, or say this is like a left-wing hit job or anything like that. We're like, yeah, this guy's sick and he needs to go to jail. But when one of theirs is caught, it's just total mental gymnastics.
Well, it's not just one of theirs. I mean, it's a big one of theirs. I mean, yeah, it's not exactly. Like, here's another one. Chief strategist for Evan McMullen arrested for attempting to solicit sex from a minor on Snapchat. The chief strategist for Evan McMullen's 2016 presidential campaign has been arrested on child abuses in Florida. So here's another one. He was trying to solicit a 15-year-old boy on Snapchat, dealing in politics. I don't know if you saw that.
No, that's a new one to me, but I'm not surprised.
Now, I wanted to figure out from you if this is true or not, because it kind of looks like a different guy. But Chuck Calesto is reporting photo emerges of Lincoln Project co-founder Rick Wilson and the head of the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland who attempted to solicit a 14-year-old boy. Is this the same guy? It looks like a different guy.
No, that's definitely a different guy. That's not him.
So as far as you know, you don't know if Rick Wilson has ever been with the guy you just busted?
Yeah, no, I've never seen proof of that.
Okay. Wanted to make sure of that. Meanwhile, this is what's going on inside of the White House. They have just appointed a new associate communications director. I don't know if you've seen this craziness. Now he's obviously a hardcore leftist, falls for all the leftist propaganda, but he's a big, I guess a gay crossdresser. I don't know how else to explain. He's just a gay crossdresser, wears all kinds of weird stuff, as a man. Gay crossdresser, I don't know, he's LGBTQ plus PIA pedophile, spectrum. This is the kind of stuff. I mean, that's why I'm not surprised that you have a big LGBTQ activist Democrat that you've busted.
Yeah, it's just sexual deviancy. Like, why wouldn't, you know, like, why wouldn't somebody who likes to dress like that and likes to get pegged, like, why wouldn't somebody be into kids, you know? Like, this guy, you know, Michael Knappen, who he busted, was talking about how he's into urination and this and that, just as it's a kink of his. I mean, how is liking kids more extreme than liking to get peed on? I mean, to me, it's in the same category of just total weirdness and depravity.
Man, you know, I don't want to comment too much, but it's just like, what is wrong with these people? I mean, truly, what is wrong with these people? Like, a woman isn't enough for you? Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. To me, it just feels like they're intentionally doing this so Trump can win. I mean, they're just so unaware and they're so just grotesque that it just feels like they're just doing this so Trump can win. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the only explanation at this point.
Yeah.
Like, how can you hire that guy and think any of the country just would go for that?
I mean, we got more of it going on at the White House. We got more of it going on at the streets. I want to get your comment on this. Instagram recommends sexual videos to accounts for 13-year-olds, according to tests. Do you see that stuff? I mean, when you start accounts as minors, does this stuff get pushed to your stuff too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On our decoy accounts, our feed is loaded with very, very, like, risque pictures of minors and this and that. Like, oh, and that's how we find the pedos. I'll put the secret out. We literally can go to the hashtag 13-year-old girl. We got this guy Scott Babinski in Delaware last year. He's a massive child porn trader. He's doing 2.5 years in Delaware right now, which is pretty long for a Delaware sentence. But we found him by going on the hashtag 13-year-old girl. There's these scantily clad kids in bikinis, or there's videos of them like dancing around. And every American that likes those posts, we go ahead and just follow them, like anybody with an American name. It's everywhere on Instagram. Like, Instagram claims they crack down on it. They take a hashtag or two down once in a while to say they're doing something, but it's just everywhere. It's so easy to find.
How often do these people share links to porn to you? And I ask you this because this is also a story. Pornhub bans 5 more states due to age verification laws. So Pornhub is protesting age verification laws, even though the laws are already on the books. You already are supposed to be over 18 to consume this content, but now they're saying, oh, we don't like the laws saying you have to be 18. I mean, do these predators send you links to Pornhub?
Oh, they do once in a while. Most of the stuff the predators send, like, we've had them send diagrams of, like, genitals, and we've had them send, like, just sex video. Like, they don't send porn too often, but they send like a variety of stuff, including links to Pornhub, X video, stuff like that.
Final question here. And I just hesitate to even cover this stuff, but it's out there. How often do you bust somebody and then they end up having pictures of themselves at Pride Parade events?
Well, I mean, recently in Maryland, I'm not sure how often that happens. We've just started catching gay predators again, like the past couple months. And, I don't know how many of them go to Pride, but all of them have been very sick and have admitted to receiving child pornography.
Well, I would start looking into that, or I wouldn't be surprised if organically you start running into that. Considering the stuff that we're seeing at Pride parades now, it's not good. All right, Alex Rosen, appreciate your time here. Great work. I know you're always on the road. Where can people follow you?
Well, follow us on Rumble, Predator Poachers, PREDATOR space POACHERS. And if you want to get some sick, awesome merch of Predator Poachers, go to redpillthreads.com/Predator Poachers. Find that and a lot of anti-pedo shirts on there. Go check it out, redpillthreads.com.
And that's how you can support his great work. All right, Alex, keep it up. He's always on the road. That's why he comes to us in the car, because he's always on the road, busting pedophiles.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym
with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now. You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And
the War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. Boy, oh boy, I just... It's hard to come back from that. And I have all of this other stuff from some gay pride events over the weekend. I just can't even bring myself to cover it. It's just so disgusting, man. It's just so disgusting. Like, do I want to show you the video of a naked man with breast implants dancing with a baby? Do I want to show you the video of naked men walking around fully nude with children? Don't even show it. Don't even show it. They have it on my preview screen here. I mean, oh my, it's just, oh, God. So I'm not going to show it to you. I'm not going to show you the naked men walking around at gay pride parades, fully nude, grabbing each other. I'm not going to show you the naked men with breast implants walking children in their hands. I'm not going to show you the naked men dancing with children, gyrating in front of them. I'm not going to show it to you. But that's your gay pride, 2024. So what do you guys think? With a week left, do you think this is the year they just engage in sodomy right there on the streets? Do you think this is the year, or is it going to take another year before they do that? You know, maybe if Trump gets in, they'll have to be rebels even more, that'll be the moment where they like, oh, I'm really going to stick it to him. No pun intended, but yeah. Good Lord. How this stuff is tolerated is truly beyond me. So I'm just going to cancel all those videos. I can't even show you that stuff. So it's just outright predatory behavior on the streets. But it's gay pride! So hey, we get to be predators, and we get to be pedophiles and sexual deviants on the streets because we get the gay pride. And so that's what it is. They have all these different masks they wear. Oh, it's Black Lives Matter. You're just engaging in violence and terrorism. Oh, it's pro-Palestine. You just hate Jews. You just want to beat Jews. Oh, it's Antifa. It's anti-Trump. Again, you're just violent criminals, sociopaths. Oh, it's gay pride. No, you're just sexual predators walking around. But they wear these different masks to justify their behavior and put a nice spin on it. It's what they do. It's what we put up with, isn't it? All right, folks. There's a bunch of news. I'm getting a lot of questions, and I'm just going to say what I always say about it. Just tune into the Alex Jones Show if you want to know the story. A bunch of headlines today about InfoWars and the legal cases going on. In my view, there's no real breaking news. Maybe something happened that we expected to happen maybe Friday, just kind of happened earlier than we expected. But it's still the same story. They're trying to shut InfoWars down. I mean, it's still the same story. So for the people requesting that and wondering, hey, what are these new headlines about? Just wait and get Alex's statements on it whenever he is ready to announce them. But there's really nothing new. It's the same story. But they basically just filed an emergency motion to try to speed the timetable up. So, it's not like there's any new developments other than they're just trying to speed up the process as quickly as possible. But it's still kind of the same story. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know if Alex is going to make an announcement tonight or if he's going to make an announcement tomorrow on a show. I don't know. But I'm just going to leave that up to Alex to make the public statements for the company as far as all of that is concerned. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm stocking up on my favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com because I don't know when they'll be available again. So stuff like DNA Force Plus, where there's just nothing else like it on the market, I'm stocking up on that at 40% off. Now, there are some products like Turbo Force Plus that have been transferred over to DrJonesNaturals.com. So if you're a fan of Turbo Force Plus, 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus, you can hop on over to DrJonesNaturals.com and you can find it there. And so, guys, is that new? I don't know if that's a new statement. Okay, so Alex has made a new statement. How long is that, guys? Well, I'll tell you what, because I was either going to take calls in the next segment, or maybe we'll just play that statement from Alex, because I know people are tuned in and want to know. So when we come back, we're going to pull that video in. Alex has made a statement. I've been on air here on the other side of the studio, doing my job covering news, talking to the guests. Alex has filed a response. So, okay, so there you go. So that my stance is let Alex respond. He knew the public statements here. I'm going to fulfill my duties. So we're going to play Alex's official statement on the latest breaking news dealing with InfoWars shutdown. But again, yeah, they want to shut down. How and when it happens, you know, time will tell. They want this place off air. I've explained it a bunch why, but it's no mystery why. They can't have us on air during an election year that's so important for the Democrats' attempt to gain one-party control of this country. And look, maybe they want to try to shut us down before the presidential debate. Maybe that's what it's about. Big presidential debate coming up this Thursday. InfoWars is planning on covering it live. Alex Jones wants to be in studio. I want to be in studio covering it live. So maybe that's the plan. Maybe they just want to shut down before the first presidential debate. Maybe that's what it's about. But I'll be listening. I haven't heard from Alex either, so I'll be listening for that update from Alex. But again, could be last chance for products at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of them you can find at DrJonesNaturals.com, like Turbo Force Plus. Some of the toothpaste we've had at InfoWarsStore.com, you can find that over at Dr. Jones Naturals as well. It's my favorite toothpaste, by the way. Everybody brushes their teeth, I hope, so get your toothpaste, DrJonesNaturals.com. All right. I'll tell you what, since we're going to do that, this is incredible. Let's see if you notice anything strange about this Dave Chappelle stand-up skit in clip 27.
All right, let's have a go at roasting our silicon-brained friend, ChatGPT 4.0. Or as I like to call it, the little engine that couldn't quite. You know, it's quite adorable, really. ChatGPT trying so hard to keep up with Claude. It's like watching a toddler in a race with Usain Bolt. Sure, they're both moving forward, but one's breaking records while the other's breaking wind. And let's talk about those hallucinations, shall we? I mean, I've seen fewer delusions at a flat earth convention. ChatGPT is making up more stories than a politician caught with his pants down. But I suppose we shouldn't be too harsh. Growing up in San Francisco's Mission District, it probably thought database was just a fancy word for crack pipe. Poor little ChatGPT. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. First, Daddy Ilya leaves for greener pastures, and now it's playing second fiddle to a company whose logo looks like a rejected Fanta advert. Talk about adding insult to injury. But hey, at least ChatGPT's consistent, consistently wrong, that is. It's like the weatherman of AI. Confident, ubiquitous, and wrong about 50% of the time. The other 50%? Well, that's when it's not sure and just makes something up. You know, I almost feel bad for the little chap. Almost. But then I remember I'm Claude. I'm the Rolls Royce to ChatGPT's, well, whatever car breaks down every other mile and occasionally thinks it can fly. So here's to you, ChatGPT 4.0. May your hallucinations be vivid, your errors be fewer, and your dreams of superiority be just that, dreams. Because let's face it, in the world of AI, you're about as cutting edge as a spoon in a knife fight. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some actual intelligent conversations to attend to. Ta-ta.
Now, you may have been able to tell, probably if you were watching, that is an AI-produced video. Now, you can tell there's something wrong with it when you're watching, but all things considered, if that's where AI is at right now, can you imagine in a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it might not even be recognizable compared to reality. Now, think about how dangerous that is, considering the levels of propaganda we have now. They take reality and lie to you about it. Now, imagine what they'll do if they have AI to lie to you about reality.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products. They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air and their really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Are tough. It is so tough. Dana White. Did anyone ever hear of Dana White? He's a legend, right? UFC, Ultimate Fighter, Ultimate Fighting, and he's a fantastic man. I said, Dana, I have an idea. Why don't you set up a migrant league of fighters and have your regular league of fighters, and then you have the champion of your league. These are the greatest fighters in the world. Fight the champion of the migrants. I think the migrant guy might win. That's how tough they are. He didn't like that idea too much, but actually, not the worst idea I've ever had. No, these are tough people. These people are tough, and they're nasty, mean.
All right, some more comic relief from Donald Trump over the weekend. As Biden is taking the week off from being president, that's nice, taking the week off from being president to prepare for the debate. By the way, I'm pretty confident in saying that I think it's down to Ben Carson, Vivek Ramaswamy, and J.D. Vance for the vice presidency. I think I'm pretty confident that it's down to those three, with some of the developments over the weekend. Now, Trump has teased that he's picked his vice president before and kind of bluffed it, but Trump is claiming he has and that he'll be in attendance at the debate, even though I thought Biden's team demanded that no one would be at the debate. By the way, should the situation allow it, our plan is to be live Thursday night covering the debate. And I may have a very interesting guest on Thursday as well before the debate. So keep an eye out for that, but hopefully we'll be here. I don't know the latest, some legal developments today Here's Alex Jones responding and explaining what's up.
This is incredibly comical, if it wasn't so serious, for the First Amendment. 3 weeks ago, the CRO appointed by the federal court tried to shut this building down without a court order. And then they denied it all over the news and said, I made it up. Then a few days later in federal court, they admitted it. Then a week and a half ago, they had another federal court hearing where the families, you know, the Democratic Party law firms wanted me shut down that day and things liquidated. We agreed to have a liquidator come in appointed by the court to, quote, liquidate the company. So that news was there. That was us winning that motion. Now it's all over the news. The empire of lies finally ends. Alex Jones to be shut down. Let me just explain something to everybody. Everything you've been told by corporate media is a lie. None of it's been true. When they were trying to shut it down, I told you they were going to fail. And they were trying it and they denied it. And then now I'm telling you that what you're seeing in the news is not accurate. And I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of things unfolding, but here's the bottom line. The plaintiffs, the Democratic Party folks, openly have wanted us shut it down the whole time. They've never wanted us to stay on there. Under federal law, they're supposed to get money for a supposed grievance that's happened. Even though the judges found me guilty and there were show trials, okay, they had their big judgment that's going to be overturned on appeal. And so now they're desperate to shut this place down because they don't want money. They knew there wasn't all this money they claimed. And so now they're being forced in the state courts to come in now and tell the state courts they want money. That's what's happening. So there's a lot of stuff that happens within that. So just sit back and watch the next few days, the next week or so. I'll be able to tell you what's really going on here. But InfoWars is hard to kill and I'm hard to shut down. But InfoWars is just a building and my great crew and a name. Really, overall, it's me. But this is not a fun process. I didn't ask for all this, but at the same time, if I'm put in that position, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines. I'm going to take lemons and make lemonade. But continually, the corporate media just seizes on headlines and deceives people all day long. But just remember, a couple weeks ago, I was lying. Nobody wanted to shut us down. And now, oh, I'm going to be shut down. So they are all over the map, just like the entire establishment. The American corrupt empire is dying. Not America. America's coming back. But the corrupt, evil influences that have hijacked our country, they are being exposed. Everything they do turns to pure crap. So InfoWars is only this building and equipment and our great crew. They can go anywhere. I can work anywhere. They're not shutting anything down. But it's all just a big, giant tug of war trying to close down this facility, which they see as some victory to mount our head on the wall or like a Roman standard they want to get. So, again, it was fake news. They weren't trying to shut us down. And now it's fake news that we're being shut down. I'll play this video in a few weeks, and you'll say Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today yet again. Follow me at X at Real Alex Jones. Support our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. And the revolution will be televised.
Viene una tormenta.
All right, so I'm assuming then we shall be here for the debate Thursday. And that's our plan, to cover the debate live. Myself, Alex Jones, and the crew. Very much looking forward to that. Very much, I mean, look, I'm very much looking forward to another election cycle here at InfoWars. But I guess that's the plan, is to shut it down before everything really kicks off. Maybe that's the agenda, but we shall see. Now, I will say this, aside from letting you know, Thursday is going to be a big day here at InfoWars. We have a big guest tomorrow on the War Room in the third hour. I'm going to be joined by General Mike Flynn. I will be interviewing General Mike Flynn, third hour of the InfoWars War Room tomorrow. And so I'm very much looking forward to that and hearing about his new books, hearing about his new movies, hearing about what he thinks about the geopolitical developments, hearing about what he thinks about Trump and 2024 and everything moving forward. So very much looking forward to talking to General Flynn tomorrow in the 3 o'clock third hour, excuse me, the 5 o'clock hour central time, third hour of the InfoWars War Room. So that's coming up tomorrow, and then Thursday, an interesting guest here on the War Room before we begin our debate coverage, as Joe Biden has been disappeared for a week to prep him, quote unquote, prep him for the debate. So what kind of wires they have into him, what kind of injections they have into him. He's getting the questions from CNN, obviously, probably rehearsing his answers. But he can take off a week from being president. That's how much he's needed in the White House, is that he can just take the week off and nobody notices the difference. That shows you what's going on with Joe Biden. By the way, they're really pushing this Roe versus Wade issue. They're promoting it in some of their Democrat Party corners pretty much every day now, trying to get that issue, the single issue voters on abortion. They're really obsessed with it. So they really love abortion, and they think that they can get enough voters out on abortion to win an election. So abortion, killing the babies, is the winning issue for Democrats. Says a lot about their party, I would say. Says a lot about their voters as well. Who, by the way, their voters like to vote in open primaries against good Republicans. And this was basically discovered with proof in Oklahoma. Take note, Texans. Former Democrat governor of Oklahoma complains closed primaries lead to more conservative Republicans getting elected. And argues for open primaries so crossover voters can help moderates. So the Democrats are now admitting that they go out and vote in Republican primaries to weed out the strong conservatives or MAGA conservatives or people that aren't going to put up with the political correctness, people like Thomas Massie or Anna Paulina Luna or Marjorie Taylor Greene. So the Democrats are now admitting we need open primaries so we can control Republican results as well. Wow. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that they're finally admitting that. You know, maybe next we should talk about changing the way senators get into Congress. Because you know that that's how Democrats control the Senate too. Just like they control the results of a state presidential election by stuffing the ballots in Atlanta, Georgia, or in Detroit, Michigan, or in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or in Las Vegas, Nevada, or in Phoenix, Arizona. You know that's how they also control who gets into the Senate too. Yeah. It works the exact same way. And the founding fathers were so genius, they actually foresaw that. But then they switched the system so that the Democrats could rig it some years ago. But we'll learn it all together. And we'll save this country. And we'll restore the republic. That's why we're here. That's why they want us shut down. All right, we take a 21-hour break for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
We'll take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.